Now, because this is the beginning of Holy Week, in the tradition of the church, we remember that this is Palm Sunday, and Jim is going to share with us a little, with the children in particular, about that very thing. Thank you, Jim. And Glenys. I should have said Glenys and Jim, I'm sorry.
Yes, well, I'm doing the first part. Does anybody know what Palm Sunday is about? Anybody willing to venture? What is Palm Sunday? Doug said, oh, we're having Palm Sunday. What is it? Yep.
We're in the Jerusalem and they laid down the palms.
Yes, yeah. That's pretty much it, and it's found in a number of the Gospels, and in Matthew is the one that I've chosen to read a little bit about it today. And it says, as they approached Jerusalem, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, go to the village ahead of you, and at once you'll find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them. Oh, too much wood. and bring them to me. So untie them. That's the donkey and a colt. And a colt is a male donkey. If anyone says anything to them, tell them that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away. This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. Say to the daughter of Zion, see, your king comes to you gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. So there, it wasn't just a donkey that Jesus rode on, it was a colt, the foal of a donkey. So there were two of them. There was the mother and the colt that were part of it. And Jesus was riding the young donkey. The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, placed their cloaks on them, and Jesus sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, who is this? The crowds answered, this is Jesus the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. Right. That's pretty incredible. Now, who's been to Britain and seen the Queen coming down the street? Anybody? When she's been coming down the street now, perhaps I've got. I didn't get Joe to put them up on the overhead. I've got some pictures here. Now there's the Queen, and she looks pretty incredible on that nicely dressed up horse, and things. It's pretty lovely big horse, and that's in her younger days. She rides in her carriage nowadays. I see the latest one. and there's the whole parade, the trooping of the colours. So this is where the Queen can see all the soldiers there. They're all lined up and everybody's got their shoes polished and everything's looking pretty incredible, right? In actual fact, one of the images when I was looking up, here's all these guys lined up over here and then there's one guy lying parallel on the ground. Nobody was standing, everybody was standing. This guy is still lying on his own, he left behind. He flaked out. So sometimes pomp and ceremony can be a bit overwhelming, obviously. But so now, was Jesus' entry into Jerusalem like that, do you think, Cynthia? No, it wasn't. It said in the Bible that he would come He was gentle, and he was on a what? Donkey, that's right, he was on a donkey. Now, there's a donkey, do you reckon a donkey would look better than a horse? No, horse is a bit bigger, isn't it? You're riding a donkey, you're only about, probably that high off the ground, especially if it was a baby donkey. And here's a mock-up of what it might have looked like when Jesus came into Jerusalem. It's a whole lot of actors, isn't it? But he is, can you see the donkey here? Just, yeah. So it's really small, it doesn't have a nice polished bridle and everything, and it says that the disciples just threw some of their coats over the back of the donkey so he didn't have to get all sweaty from the donkey as it walked along. And then it shows you, it does have, some of the people are throwing their cloaks in front of them. And there's all these palm fronds and things that under trees around that people would have cut them off, and they would have, like, I've got some, what we might think of the equivalent in New Zealand of gold flaps. And they were going along the lane and down in front of them. And that was a sign to show that he was like, as though he was royalty. So his feet would touch the dirt and on the ground, and that he was given respect. And the queen, when she comes places, they roll out the red carpet, don't they, for her time. So her feet doesn't touch the dirty old road, they roll the special carpet out, and she's walking there. So even though Jesus didn't have any title, he wasn't the governor of Palestine or Israel at that time. Do you know who the governor was? The Romans were in control of Palestine at that time. The governor was called Pilate this time when Jesus rode into Jerusalem. And I'm quite sure that when Pilate came into Jerusalem, he would have lots of soldiers around him, and he would be riding a horse like the queen was. So it would be quite different. But people recognized intuitively that Jesus was special, and they treated him, even though it was like he was riding on a donkey, they treated him like a king. And some of the Jewish leaders, they got upset with the crowds rushing around Jesus and treating him this way, and they said to Jesus, you need to stop people worshipping you like this. You need to tell them to be quiet, because you're not a king. And Jesus said, if they didn't, even the stones here would rise up and proclaim that I am the king, because the world recognizes its own creator, and it recognized Jesus here. And so we need to recognize in our hearts that Jesus is our king and our creator, and he's also our savior, and he came into Jerusalem for that. And today we'll take up some of these bits of flax here, and we can show you, if you want, or you can do it while we're having the sermons up here, so even wherever else we've got, hey, we've got some other ones up the back here. We'll make little crosses out of the flax here, so that we can help us to remember why Jesus came into Jerusalem, and that although he was a king, his mission was to save us and to save this world, and he did that through the cross. So we'll do that as part of our time after. So anybody else that's bigger wants to have a cross of their own, have you wanted to? I'm sure we can show you how to do that.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim. Thank you.